You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman J. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday for your pleasure. The best music. La Cala Radio. It's a high class show, a high class show, a high class show, a high class show. Welcome to another Still Rockin' Show with me, Norma J, and this week is all about the famous Woodstock Festival of 1969. It was a three-day festival that rolled into four. It involved lots of sex, drugs and rock and roll. The Woodstock Festival of 1969 has become an icon in music. And, well, you can't think of hippies without thinking of Woodstock. So let's go to Max's Jaeger's Farm in the town of Bethel, just outside White Lake, New York. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You you want somebody to love. More than 40 years have passed since 30 bands and artists were part of the rock history, which was Woodstock. Some careers were launched, for others it was just another gig. Some are gone, some have faded into history, but some are still alive, well, and still making music. Some of the great bands to have performed at Woodstock 1969 are Blood, Sweat and Tears, Canned Heat, Joe Cocker, Creedence Clearwater, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Richie Havens, Jimi Hendrix, Jefferson Aeroplane, Janis Joplin, and many, many more. Let's see how many we can play in the next 55 minutes. This is Norma J, still rockin' shaky. Keep on rockin'.
Train through clear Moroccan skies, ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind, had to get away to see what we could find, hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led, listen not to what's been said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
You may know the answer to the trivia question. What was the first song performed at Woodstock? Well, with confidence, it was Richie Havens. Who was bumped into the lead-off position because the acts scheduled ahead of him were stuck in traffic because there were so many people trying to get to Woodstock. He had the crowd under his spell and, well, his anti-war theme, Handsome Johnny, made the ideal opener. And this is the song, Handsome Johnny, Richie Havens.
Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh.
We're getting it tied up. Two or three of the groups are in. We're just trying to match up groups of equipment. We'll be okay.
We apologize for the noise of the choppity-choppity, but it seems there are a few cars blocking the road, so we're flying everybody in.
Okay. Mr. Richie Haven!
Hey, look beyond the town, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand. Marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand. Marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. We'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand. Marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand. Marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Baby, far, we'll be free.
marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M15 marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like Handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist. Marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start glistening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb.
Crosby, Stills and Nash, their Woodstock performance was only their second live gig for the band, and they made no bones about it. Being very nervous, Stephen Stills told the crowd, "This is the second time we've ever played in front of people, man. We're scared shitless." Neil Young had joined the band a few months earlier, but didn't take to the stage until CSN had performed several songs from their first album. The set opened with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
Give back your
heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Please have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard.
To live.
cannot tell it like it is.
Help me,
listen
so
to me, baby. It's my heart that's a suffering, it's a dying, and that's what I had to do.
I've got an answer. I'm going to fly away. What have I got to lose? Will you come see? What have you got to lose?
Chestnut brown canary, ruby-throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow?
Lacy lilting love, lamenting,
change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Great music there from Crosby, Stills and Nash. Fantastic harmonies. It's the way music should be now. Oh, God, that was great. This is a song by Jefferson Aeroplane called Wooden Ships. Can you smell the atmosphere? I wish I was there. Seems like yesterday. It'll never be the same.
If you smile at me, you know I will understand, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same language. One thing I got to know, can you tell me, please?
purple berries. I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Haven't got sick once.
Probably keep us both alive.
Yeah. Wooden ships on the water.
The first of many things to go wrong with Woodstock Festival was the location. No matter how the young men and their lawyers spun it, the citizens of Wallkill, which is the original location, would not have a bunch of drugged out hippies descending on their town. And after much wrangling, the town of Wallkill passed a law on July the 2nd, 1969, that effectively banned the concert from their vicinity. Luckily, Max Yeager said they could have it at his farm. On Wednesday, August 13, 2 days before the festival was to begin, there was already 50,000 people camping near the stage. These were early arrivals. They'd arrived during the night, and they walked through huge gaps in the fence where the gates had not been placed. Since there was no way of getting the 50,000 people to leave the area in order to pay for tickets, the whole festival was declared a free concert. This declaration of a free concert had two effects, the first of which was that the organisers were going to make a massive loss, and the second was that the news spread and 500,000 people were heading to Bethel near New York for Woodstock 1969.
Sunshine will set you free. Won't you try? With love before we're gone. Won't you try? Won't you try? Saturday afternoon, when your head is feeling fine, you can ride inside our car. I will give you caps of blue and silver sunlight for your hair. And all that soon will be is what you need to see, my love. Won't you try? I do care, do you see?
Keep going.
Is it time to leave my labor? Yes, it is, I know. Shining state of snow. Times can change.
show is Santana, John Sebastian, maybe Sly and the Family Stone, but certainly we're going to play The Who. Yes, The Who were at Woodstock in 1969. Two of the four original members of the band didn't live to see any more Woodstock anniversaries. Drummer Keith Moon died in 1978 of a drug overdose. And at the age of 32, and bassist John Entwistle died of a cocaine-induced heart attack in 2002.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, a black kid, sure plays me.
No other band was launched further and faster than Santana. The Woodstock performance was incredible for them. The band has continued for many, many years now with a wide array of personnel under the direction of the founder leader, Carlos Santana. He's exceptional, and so is the band. A little bit of information. The drummer at the time, Michael Shrive, was the youngest Woodstock performer at the age of 20. We'll be right back.
mess around with another man. Going out and shoot my old lady. You know I gotta mess around with another man. And that ain't too cool. Hey, Joe, I say. I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down now. Shut her down. Yes, I did. I shot her. You know, I kind of mess around town. Yes, I did. I shot her. You know, I kind of mess around town.
Here's a thought for you. Soon the singers of 1960s will pass away. They'll leave us with a magic that will last forever, and a gentleness and a fierceness for life that we can carry in remembrance of them, and that we can build upon in our own lives and leave in turn to our children.
A dream last night. What a lovely dream it was. I dreamed we all were all right, happy in a land of Oz. Why did everybody laugh when I told them my dream? I guess they all were so far from that kind of scene, feeling mean. I heard a song last night. What a lovely song it was. I thought I'd hum it all night. Unforgettable because all of the players were playing together, and all of the heavies were light as a feather. All I'll remember is a feeling tomorrow, but as I recall, the rest will just follow. I had a dream last night. What a lovely dream it was.
John Sebastian, I Had a Dream, 1969 at Woodstock. And here is Creedence Clearwater.
Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. Yeah,
We must remember that the Vietnam War had just finished, and there were many songs around that reflected on the war. Janis Joplin had gone solo nearly a year before Woodstock and performed her classic song of that time, Peace of My Heart.
Let's get ourselves together, maybe. Yeah, I heard that, man. How are y'all? How are you out there? Are you okay? You're not, yeah, you're staying stoned and you got enough water and you got a place to sleep and everything? What does that mean? because we ought to, all of us, you know, I don't mean to be preachy, but we ought to remember, and that means promoters too, that music's for grooving, man, and music's not for putting yourself through bad changes. You know, I mean, you don't have to go take anybody's shit, man, just to like music. You know what I mean? You don't. So if you're getting more shit than you deserve, you know, to do better. Short life, Janis Joplin charted 5 singles and had other popular songs in the charts. She was well known for her performing abilities, and the Rolling Stones magazine ranked Joplin as number 46 in the list of 100 greatest artists. She died, unfortunately, at the age of 27 in 1970. In fact, this week on October the 4th. Yeah. After the Woodstock Festival, the organisers were dazed. They didn't have time to focus on the fact that they'd created the most popular music event in history, for they had to deal with an incredible debt of $1 million and 70 lawsuits that had been filed against them. To their great relief, the film of the Woodstock Festival turned into a hit movie, and profits from the movie covered a large chunk of the debt from the festival. By the time everything was paid off, they were only $100,000 in debt.
Mr. Max Yasger.
I'm a farmer. I don't know how to speak to 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. But I think you people have proven something to the world.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lay me on ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. I wanna get by.
Final performer at Woodstock was Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix electrified the crowd throughout his entire set. The media made much of his fuzz-laden arrangements of the Star Spangled Banner, but many fans considered the performance of Voodoo Child to be the highlight of the set. You've been listening to The Still Rockin' Show with me, Norma J, a Woodstock special. And listen next week, because we may have just found another Janis Joplin. This is your voice on the radio saying cheers for now.
Kiss this guy. All around. No, no. If I come, but I'm a
Okay, coming up in December, we have a grand talent competition, a concours de talents. If you're out there and you know somebody that can sing, dance, tell jokes, do anything, then we'll be having a really good show, talent competition, in the theatre in La Mille de Mar in December. More details on next week's show. You're listening to Norma J on the Still Rocking Show on Radio La Cala. And next week will be my 100th show on La Cala Radio, 107.3. So I hope you tune in and listen to a little bit of a special that we have for you next week.
Last time I saw Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all. Pretty lies, when you're gonna realize they're only pretty lies, just pretty lies. You put a quarter in the Wurlitzer. Pushed three buttons and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie. And she said, drink up now, it's getting on time to close. Richard, you haven't really changed, I said. It's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing a love so sweet, love so sweet. When you're gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet. Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator. And he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes, only a dark cocoon before.